This was a difficult decision for us. Tim is somebody who's coached a team with a lot of integrity, and he's been a great mentor for the players. And so it was hard. But ultimately, we had to look at the program. We're just not where we want to be right now. And we want to be back in the position where we're competing for Hockey East championships and national championships. And so we felt like we had to add some new energy and some new direction to the program.
How did you deliver the news? How did he take it?
I met with Tim today. We had a very good conversation. Tim took it like a gentleman. We've been meeting since the end of the season, and he has just comported himself with class and integrity through all our meetings. And he's very open, very direct, and just somebody who I have a great deal of respect for as we went through this process.
And he must have known the end of the process could have ended like with this result, right?
He did. It's something we've talked about, and he knew exactly what we were looking at.
So what's next for the program? What do you do next?
Next, we'll put together a search committee probably next week. As a state institution, we do a search committee, and they will screen applicants and go through that whole process. Ultimately, when it comes time to hire a coach, now that's a presidential decision, and so I'll make a recommendation, and President Ferguson and I will work together to try to come up with the best possible fit for the program.
Just give us an idea of some of the characteristics, some of the things you might be looking for.
Well, we definitely want to compete for championships. So I don't have a prototype of a coach in mind. I will tell you that Tim has just brought a lot of integrity to the program, and I really am very proud of the things that his players have done in the classroom and off the ice, and we certainly want a coach who will continue to build on the great reputation that our main athletes have.
Speaking of the players, did you get a chance to talk to the players, or will you?
I had the opportunity to talk to the players this afternoon. We had a very, very good conversation. They're a terrific group of young men, and I told them directly what I was thinking, and we had a real good chat about this whole situation.
And what would you how would you characterize their reaction?
Their reaction was very good. I mean, they're quite fond of Tim. They really respect what he has done, but they are mature and very thoughtful kids who have a great deal of experience at their craft. So they understand what it's like in college athletics. So they were accepting of the decision, but it's hard for them, just as it's hard for all of us here at the athletic department.
As you say, it's not an easy thing to do. You've had to do it twice, right, with Cindy Blodgett and now with Tim. Take me through your mindset with something like this.
These are the worst decisions as an athletic director, and being an athletic director at the University of Maine is just a fantastic job. It's a place that I love. It's a place that means so much to me personally, but this is one part of the job that I don't enjoy. But it's your responsibility as the athletic director to make the best possible decisions for the program and for the institution. So sometimes you have to put your personal feelings aside and try to do what you believe would be best for the school, and that's what we've done here today.
And for the supporters that say, gee, they finished a great second half, young team, competitive, what do you say?
That's all true, and that's one of the reasons we're very optimistic about the future. It is a young team, and they had a tremendous second half of the season. They're an extremely competitive group. I am confident that they will have a very strong off season. We've got a first-rate strength and conditioning program. They are going to be in shape, and they will come back ready to play. It will be with a new coach who will be a good fit for them, but they will be ready to compete when we return next year.
And so an outside timetable, when do you hope to have, not by the end of the school year probably, or maybe? Or?
It's possible, but we don't have a timetable. What we want is to get the right coach. So no matter how long that takes, that's what will dictate the timetable.
What about the timing of the decision today? Was it important to get it done with Frozen Four weekend here and other schools also with openings?
Colin, we wanted to work as quickly as we could at the end of the season, just because of the anxiety and the stress that it put on the program for everybody. From that standpoint, it was important for us to make a decision as quick as we could, but we also wanted to thoroughly consider the decision. We wanted to be fair about it and to consider all the implications before we made the move.